Why do horses listen to us? Yes, that's the worst transition of the evening. But think about this. It's so weird. There are these giant beasts, and we jump on their backs, and we're like, take me over there. And they're like, oh, okay. We have two little leather straps, and we go, and they're like, oh, this guy means business. Imagine if a smaller creature jumped on your back and was like, take me over there. You'd be like, get the hell off. You'd probably kill it. You'd probably kill it and eat it and put it on a spit and tell your friends, like, you're never going to believe what this guy jumped on my back. He wanted me to take him around. Gotta give him credit. We're not even nice to them. That's the thing. We're not even nice to them. We put them in these little cages. We're like, here's your bedroom. It's exactly your size. It's not an inch longer than you, so you can't even back up. You ever see a horse in a cage with its head popping out? Like, is this it? I think I'm in the wrong room. Here's some hay. That's your bedroom. Where do I go to the bathroom? In there. You poop in your bedroom. Shut up. Well, if you twist your ankle, I'm going to shoot your friggin' head off. I'm going to blow your head off. I don't know why I'm so angry about horses. I got to relax. I'm a very calm person normally, but I lose my temper immediately. The automated robot lady that's like, I didn't quite get that. I think it said JFK. I lose my mind right away. And I think it's because she's trying to act human. They put a in there. Like, that's gonna trick me. Like, I'm thinking about this response. I'm totally not a pre-programmed robot. Just be a robot and let's move on. And then she talks like this, like she's figuring it out as she goes along. Okay, Right when I hear her, I'm like, oh, this bitch, agent. So that's how you get a person normally, right? They fix that. Now she goes, okay, sounds like you want to talk to an agent. I just need a little more information first. Oh, do you? Do you, stupid robo bitch? I'm going to freaking kill you. I'm going to kill you. If you were alive, I'd kill you. I get dark. I'm like, you'll never love. You know that? You'll never know the emotion of love. I didn't quite get that. I think, oh, you got it, bitch. You got it. Then after an hour of her, you finally get a human being, and he's not from India, he's in India. That's different. He didn't know what Fort Lauderdale was. I had to go to Fort Lauderdale, and he said, fa-da-da-da? And I was like, no, not fa-da-da-da, Fort Lauderdale. Oh no, sir, there's no fa-da-da-da map, sir. I typed into the computer F-O-D-D-A-D-O-D-A, and there's no fa-da-da-da. And I was like, robot. Thank you all very much, that's my time. Good night.